Fit for Europe, the Fit for Them podcast.
Welcome to our next 8th episode in our Fit for Them podcast series. My name is Tankomit Nicheya. I'm associate professor at the Department of Cultural and Religious Studies at the University of Opole. Before I start, I would like to remind all of our listeners that For Them is an alliance established in 2019 as a European university network of initially 7 universities. It has been working on joint structures and activities concerning student and staff mobility, virtual educational tools and researchers network that cooperate in 7 thematic labs. Fit For Them is an alliance project that additionally supports institutional transformation. For example, the project helps to set common research areas and build bridges linking university resources to make them more accessible, while additional funds support the labs in the implementation of pilot studies. You can follow all our activities on the dedicated website at forthem-alliance.eu. Apart from our regularly updated feeds on Facebook and Twitter, this website is the best source of information about what has been done as well as what is coming in For Them and Fit For Them. Let me now go directly to our main topic today. One of the distinguishing qualities of our alliance is its dynamic and evolving character. In September 2021, For Them was formally joined by 2 new members, Lucian Blaga, University of Sibiu in Romania, and the University of Agder in Norway. And this year has been the time of integration of our new members into the workings of the Alliance. In today's episode, I have a short conversation with Anka Serban from the Lucian Blaga University, where we talk about her hopes and expectations connected with them joining the For Them Alliance. Please take a listen. Hello, Anka. Welcome to the University of Opole and welcome to our Alliance.
Thank you for having me. My name is Anka Serban and I represent Lucian Blaga University of Sibiu, Romania. Thank you for having me here.
It's my pleasure. My first question is about your university's participation in the For Them program. So what you think is the contribution that you can make to that program and to our alliance?
First of all, I have to begin by saying that we're very happy to be part of this alliance. It's something that we looked forward and we're happy that now we are fully integrated. I think there are 2 main reasons that made us a good candidate for joining the alliance. First of all is the geographical reason. I think we represent the expectations, the impact, and the specificities of the Eastern European countries. Our geographical location is interesting also from the point of cultural heritage. Being also from Transylvania, I think that brings a plus to our cultural heritage as well. The second main reason, I think, is the educational and research one. From the point of education, we are a multidisciplinary university. We have 9 different faculties from very different fields. And I think that brings, again, a very complex profile to our team of researchers. So it makes that very interesting also for future projects that we might develop with our colleagues from the Alliance. And of course, also, it brings new opportunities for the students of the other universities of the Alliance to be part in our activities, to have mobilities in those 9 faculties that we bring to the table. And we hope that we'll have a real impact. So far, I think our collaboration with the other universities has been wonderful, and we have all the premises to make it a success.
Great. So what are your expectations? What do you expect to get from it?
We always wanted to have such a future, to be part of an alliance. I think our university's top management in the last years has emphasized the importance of us being part of something bigger than ourselves and to learn from other universities. So our expectations are to actually grow by joining the other universities and observing what we can do together. We for sure are going to still think local, but we're going to start acting more globally. And it's highly important that we also can rely on the expertise of our other colleagues in the alliance. Of course, also from the point of view of the specific tasks that we will be in charge of, we expect to have great results. We have a sound background, we think, in research. So our main area will be our implication in the research, innovation and transfer mission. So we expect to have there's some very pragmatic results. So of course we're all talking about synergies, and that's wonderful, but personally we expect real results from that. So we look forward to being able in a future podcast to show you exactly what we've managed to do.
For now, thank you very much. Welcome to the Alliance, and that's all for today. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you as well.
It was a conversation with Anka Serban from the Lucian Blaga University. Thank you very much for your time and attention. For any further information about the For Them Alliance, I strongly encourage you to visit our website and follow For Them and Fit For Them on social media. And I hope you will catch up with us for the next episode of the Fit for Europe podcast. Goodbye.